Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Back to Basics series. This is episode 1.7, and we'll talk more about what intuition can do for you. To understand what intuition can do for you, first of all, we need to know what intuition is. So let me briefly explain it, and if you want more information, check out the earlier episodes. Now, intuition is communication from our spiritual being to our physical body in order to create an action. It is how our spiritual being communicates with us, because our spirit requires an action or a learning that can only be achieved whilst in a physical body. Now, we receive intuition in different ways: physically, mentally, emotionally, and visually. So for more in-depth understanding of the types of intuition, check out podcast 1.2. It'll give you an overall summary. In the last podcast, we addressed what it means to be intuitive and how awareness is the key. This awareness is of an external environment and what is happening around you and your community, as well as internal awareness, how you are feeling, what triggers your emotions in you, and the thoughts you are receiving and thinking. So this week, let's look at what intuition can do for you. When I was starting to sharing my information about intuition to others, I always struggled with the aspect of what intuition can do for you. Yes, people would say, but what can intuition do for me? Now, I naturally engaged in my intuition and didn't really understand what the benefits were. In fact, I felt so comfortable engaging with my intuition that for me, the benefits were just that it felt right. It felt comfortable and I really enjoyed it. Probably not the best selling point when you want people to take action, like purchase a book or an online course about developing your intuition. But that was all I could think of at the time. However, after recently winning 2 international business awards, I knew that the road to success wasn't an overnight achievement. I had to put more thought into it than that. And with my business hat on, that is what I did. I focused on what the benefits of developing your intuition were on the business side of things. I talked to people in business about developing their intuition and what they believed it could help them with. But it wasn't ringing true with me. I kept coming up with barriers and other issues that didn't really highlight the benefits of what trusting your intuition was. Sure, my intuition helped me a lot in business. It guided me towards writing my book on intuitive flowers about empowering your emotional goals. It helped set up online learning courses to how to do flower readings. It even created this podcast. But I had already done a lot of the personal work on myself to make sure I was connecting, developing, and trusting my intuition before I was in my own business. I needed to look at it from another perspective. I needed to reflect back to where I started, what I did when I noticed my intuition kicking in, what it was all about. It wasn't business people I needed to relate to. It was people like me at a time when I was unsure of what life was about, not knowing where to go, what to do, someone struggling to find direction. Gosh, I even struggled to find happiness at times. At this particular time, I had 3 kids growing up and demanding their attention. I was keeping a home and working full time without getting paid. Because it was the time when we owned our 90-acre organic crop farm, and although I was in my element on the farm, I loved driving the tractor, tending to the crops, calling the cows out for a bit of molasses, growing meat and egg-producing chickens, and I absolutely loved having that space to myself. But my personal life was pretty challenging. But if you thought that wasn't enough to keep me busy, then I enrolled in a life coaching course. Now, in those days, it wasn't online, there was no computers, so it was all done by books, by post and everything else. The physical aspects of the farm were ideal for me. I loved working hard in that environment. But I needed to expand my brain as well. Before moving to the farm, I would get books out of the library, up to 10 at a time, and I would study them. I would test their theories, and I'd take on board what sat right with me and let go of all the rest. But now I wanted more. I wanted something structured that I could use to help others. I had learnt a lot, but now I needed to take it another step forward. So life coaching it was. And this was back in the 90s, so there wasn't any nationally accredited courses on that subject. It was within this course that I started to understand the difference between thinking and knowing. Thinking comes from what we have learnt in this lifetime. It is our logical, analytical brain putting together information about what we are aware of, what we have learnt or gathered an understanding of in this lifetime. A knowing comes from what we have learnt over many lifetimes. It is that deep-seated understanding that brings in the aspects of your morals, your values, and that sense of the right thing to do. Now, thinking comes from the physical side of us, where we actively analyse, make deductions, and generally toss around information in our head to come up with a logical explanation. A knowing comes from the spiritual side of us, where we haven't experienced it before in this lifetime, and sometimes the words pop out of your mouth before you've had time to think about it. Like random messages that are delivered to you are those intuitive knowings coming through. They can pop up when you're discussing something about someone and the information is completely off track, but really correct at that time. I can remember saying things like, "Oh, I'm not sure where that came from, but I'm going with it." These are the ways your intuition can help you once you open to it. For me, the biggest benefit about developing my intuition was in decision making. And although it can help you with the smaller decisions, it's those big life-changing decisions that I really relied on during this nine-year period on the farm. So during the life coaching course, you work a lot on yourself to gather an understanding of what other people may be experiencing. And I came up with a section of my life that I needed to understand. During a meditation on this particular day, this message was delivered to me. It was basic and there was not a lot of explanation with it, but I felt the understanding straight away. The message, which was just three words: want, need, and love. Now that was all I got, but the impact was truly significant. So let me try and explain exactly what happened for that meditation and what those words were all about. So, as I said, at the time I was having a lot of personal issues with my marriage. When I married my husband, I loved him with all my heart and I wanted to be around him. I needed him for support. He was my rock, my true love, and I couldn't imagine life without him. But life did go on, and not quite as I expected. After having three babies within 3 years, I needed my husband even more, but that was when the support dwindled off. I didn't like what I was seeing. I didn't like being treated the way I was. But most of all, I didn't like becoming what I was becoming. It was here that I asked that first question. Do I still love him? The answer was yes, absolutely, I still loved him. And I still needed him. But honestly, I couldn't say I wanted him anymore. The want to be around him had dissipated. The lack of change in him and the increasing changes in me made it feel like we were growing apart. But I fought to keep that marriage together, for the family's sake, for my sake, but understanding this was very clear for me. I loved him and I needed him, but I didn't want him anymore in the same way I did when we married. I fought to keep the marriage together by squashing down my feelings, and through it, I thought a change of location might do the trick, and that's when we moved to the farm. So 3 years after that, we to the 20-acre organic crop farm. And that's when I started doing this life coaching course, which was a real eye-opener for me. But after 8 years on the farm and our second year of drought and hardship, we decided to sell up. And that's when the same message came back. I'd had it in a meditation to rekindle it, and then again it came up through this message when we decided to sell. And it was again, want, need, love. Now, I knew that if we moved back into town and off the farm, I knew I might not need him anymore. The children had grown up, and there was only one left at school. And at that time, I was offered full-time work. So the farm eventually sold, and we moved to a house in a country town in Queensland. And our relationship started to dwindle again. We started it with those three words in perfect harmony, but over the years, the circumstances had changed them. Emotional abuse had caused me not to want to be around my husband anymore, and the selling of the farm highlighted the need to have him beside me. He wasn't working, still drinking heavily, and I was working full-time while maintaining the house and property. This had its benefits, of course. I was able to put a few of my own rules down at that stage. You know, it had taken me 20 years to say no to driving him around when he was too drunk to drive. 20 years of sitting in a car with three kids, waiting for him to finish his beer so we could go home for dinner. Sometimes that wait could be for over an hour. And I'm horrified to think I accepted it at the time. But I needed him, and therefore I felt I had to succumb to this sort of behaviour. For the beginning of my marriage, he was the only one who could get money. The government only paid the man of the house when we first got married, and the only way a woman could get any support was to go out and work, and he wouldn't allow me to do that. So I didn't have a lot of options. It was so different in those days, and thankfully it's changed a lot since then. And on this particular day, I remember the words clearly again, want, need, love. Every time I thought about the relationship, these three words would just keep coming up. Want, need, love, the reason why we are with the people we are, that are around us. So my want had slowly left over a long period of time, and moving to the farm kept the strong need until we sold the farm and we moved to a house in town. I was working, he wasn't, and didn't intend to. So in all honesty, I really didn't need him anymore. But I asked myself the question again, do you still love him? Intuitively, I knew the answer, and the tears welled up inside. I fought them back, and I thought, if only he would stop drinking, things would be different. Now, let me tell you one thing. Every time you feel you need to justify something, then you know there's a deeper meaning to it. So I sat up straight, put my big girl knickers on, and I said to myself, what if you did give up drinking? Would you still love him? And for this, I waited for my intuition to kick in with an answer. I just couldn't do it on my own. I needed that guidance. It didn't come through straight away, obviously, but it did come through later that night when I had time to let it sink in properly. I had been with him for so long, I only knew him as the person he was. I didn't know him as the person I wanted him to be. Now, if I did love him now, it was not unconditionally. It was a love with conditions. The condition was that he stopped drinking. And that sort of love is not real. How could I love someone I didn't really know? I only knew him as a drinker. And him not being a drinker doesn't guarantee that he is someone I could love or would love, because there are so many other elements to a relationship. If you don't want to be around someone, then loving them can be very challenging. If you don't need someone to spend time with, talk to, or just be there for support, then that love can also be challenging. It was then I knew I didn't love him, as I wanted to love someone. It was then I knew I didn't want him. I didn't need him, and I didn't love him. Our relationship would never be the same. I had to prepare myself for the separation, and it took 12 months after that before I was strong enough and confident enough to do it. There is a process to separating from a long-term relationship, and there is always a lot of grieving that goes with it. I grieved for the loss of my future that I had mentally and emotionally planned for. And a whole new one had to be created. But this time I let my intuition help me create it. Connecting, developing, and trusting your intuition can help you make sound decisions in life, because it helps you make the smaller, insignificant ones first. They lead up to the big life changing decisions, which are not nearly as hard to follow once you have that understanding of those intuitive messages. My intuition helped me leave a relationship that was not healthy for me, but not in a big hit. It wasn't a big bang, you've got to do it. It gave me those little stepping stones to help me make the right choices at the right time. And if I didn't make the right choices at the right time, or it didn't perceive to be the right choices, it gave me other choices to make to help me get back on track. So no choice you make is wrong, because there is always more choices to make. We never really get there, wherever there is. We are constantly growing, changing, and making choices in our lives in order to live a life on purpose. I often wonder why the things that happen to us happen. It is because we need to gather an understanding of it before we can move on to the next part of our lives. Intuition guides you through these smaller decisions, so the bigger ones become easier to follow. And guide you with the big decisions, you will naturally follow it in accordance with your life purpose. So in a nutshell, what intuition can do for you is to help you make decisions in your life that are in line with your true core life purpose. It creates trust and understanding by guiding you through the smaller life choices, so when the big life decisions emerge, you have the confidence and the ability to step up and claim the life that you were born to live. Intuition can do a lot for you, but you have to learn to trust it. Which brings us to next week's episode called Can Intuition Be Trusted? Now, I went with that because this is, when I was doing the research, this was another question a lot of people asked because they were really unsure, because they didn't understand what their intuition was, didn't understand what it felt like or how we receive it. They don't know how to trust it. Now, we've just discussed the benefits of using your intuition to help you make confident decisions, but sometimes we second guess what our intuition is telling us. We ask. In next week's episode, you'll discover why people have trouble trusting their intuition and the reason behind it. And This is all to do with how we receive the information. And I've talked to you about that, about mentally, emotionally, physically, and visually. Now, can you imagine when you see something and you start to go, was that real? And you just brush it off? That is receiving the information and not trusting it. This is where we start to justify, start to make the logical explanations to it, and we start to go all over the place. So next week, it's all about that, understanding how to trust your intuition, or can intuition be trusted? Now, but for now, that brings us to the end of this episode. So I'd love you to tune in to hear about trusting your intuition. And a lot of this is going to be the difference between prayer and meditation. That's how we sort of get an understanding for it. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. Please connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter for more information. Or better still, go to the website intuitivenature.com.au. Or subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss the next show. And remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It's our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I thank you for listening. Bye for now.